So 3 and verse number 14. We're looking at the theme, generational builders. I know that whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Nothing can be put to it, nor anything taken from it. And God does it that men should fear before him. Listen and listen carefully. I know that whatsoever the Lord does, it shall be forever. Just make sure it is God that does it, so that it can last. If men do it, it may not last. But if God does it, it shall last. I know that. There is no iota of doubt in my heart. There is no gainsaying about it. There is nothing that is making me to be doubtful. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Is it a marriage? Is it a relationship? Is it a destiny? Is it a home? Is it your job? Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. It is a word of assurance that I'm bringing to you tonight. No shaking. God has done it. Nobody can add to it. If they want to subtract from it, it won't show. Is it your ministry? Is it your life? Has anyone threatened to abandon you? Did anybody say that, if not for us that have been building with you? Now, let's see how you will go through it. Whatsoever the Lord does, it shall be forever. I want you to travel with this word. God is the only permanent generational builder. Everything he does lasts. So don't be afraid. Don't be scared. Don't be terrified. Nobody can add to it. Nobody can take from it. If it is God that is building it with you, as long as you are not building it for your own self-aggrandizement, as long as you are not building it for your own glory, as long as it is not about any man, for whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Maybe there is someone here, the devil is trying to threaten you, and you are afraid. You are thinking, how shall I do it? How will it be through? How will it be done? How? Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. Whatsoever the Lord buildeth, it shall stand. No man can threaten you and tell you that if I don't contribute, it will finish. Oh, it's a lie. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be. If this is the only thing I can ring into your spirit as we discuss the theme, generational builder, this weekend, whatsoever God does, it shall be forever. Kings come and kings go. Presidents come and they go. People come and they go. But whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. It may not look sensible now. What I am saying to you now, you may not even understand. It doesn't matter. But I'm speaking words into the air concerning you. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. It may appear as if this person is not going to contribute, and you totally depended. You were dependent on that person. God will have me tell you, change your focus. The buildings we are talking about, these generational buildings we are talking about, destiny, marriage, children, finances, it's no man can build it for you. It's only God. And if you will allow God to build it, whatsoever he does shall be it cannot be erased. If it is God, it cannot be cancelled. It can only get better. It appears as if there is a storm. Things are shaky. Things are happening. Some of you are in business and you can't explain what is going on right now. Whatsoever the Lord is involved in, ole me kole dano, it shall be forever. No man can add to it. Any man that adds to it is a privilege. And God will not allow them to take any glory. For God to change his program, he would rather change the man. Once God notices that you have turned a man into an idol, God will make the man exit your life. That's God. Once God knows that somebody is competing with him in your heart over your business or your ministry or your life and not allowing you to build generationally, God will arrange an exit so that all the glory will be his. I don't know who I'm talking to tonight. That thing that you are building will last. Don't be afraid. That business cannot collapse. You have come to this mountain to take grace for building generationally. It may start small, but beloved, it's going to be big. It doesn't matter who has threatened you, that without them, you can't go on. It's a lie. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. You have become non-erasable. Are you catching what I'm prophesying tonight? It is no longer possible for you to be erased. It doesn't matter what is happening. Therefore, I want you to just stand up right now and declare with your mouth, any force, any tongue that is trying to erase me, I erase you in the name of Jesus. This is very crucial. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. My children are forever. My marriage is forever. Forever may mean many things to anybody. We're talking about our existence here on earth. I am a generational builder. Therefore, I come against anything that wants to erase me. I come against anything. This is very serious. You better pray. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. It doesn't matter what is going on. It doesn't matter what anybody said about this business. It doesn't matter what the devil is trying to frustrate. I decree, for whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. As I build generationally. This is the first one. It is a word of assurance. A word of assurance. It's a word of assurance. For whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever and ever and ever. It cannot shake. It cannot be destroyed. Whatsoever the Lord doeth, it shall be forever. As I build, I shall not be erased. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Anybody, any force trying to pull down what you are building, in your marriage, in your business, in your ministry, in your destiny, as far as you are concerned, heaven will pull them down. The Lord showed me that so many of you, you've been laboring and laboring and laboring and laboring 10 years, 20 years, standing in your destiny, standing by your husband, standing on your own, standing by your children. Whatever wants to make you labor in vain, I destroy it in the name of Jesus. Everyone here, you are a generational builder. Everyone. Because you have put in so much into life. Therefore, I decree that over your life, whatever the Lord has done shall be forever. It will not be destroyed. It will not be erased. Tongues of men shall not destroy it. The zippers of life shall not destroy it. No rumor being spread around concerning you shall destroy it. The Lord shall fight for you. And this marriage, this business, this ministry, this life, this destiny that you are building shall last. Not not only will it last, you too, you will last. When it is reward time, you will not be eliminated. You will last. No accident will claim your life. No ear crush will claim your life. I decree it over your life that whatsoever the Lord doeth shall be forever. It is done. In Jesus' mighty name. Let your amen be very loud.